dead. Faith, it has been said, sometimes has a trembling hand as it approaches God, but it must never have a withered hand. It must stretch and reach out and take hold of him. Just as a weak limb grows stronger by exercise, your faith will be strengthened if you will just stretch out and reach out and leap out and take hold of God. Hallelujah. It has been said that faith without works, that is, faith without getting up from that bed, faith without jumping up from that wheelchair, faith without throwing your walking stick away, is dead. Faith without taking your glasses off if you want your eyes healed, faith without taking your ear trumpet out, faith without works is dead. Put your faith into action. When Paul perceived that a certain man had faith to be healed, he said to him, "Stand upright on thy feet." And immediately he leaped up. And because he leaped and put his faith into action, he was healed. Faith without works is like a bird without wings. Oh, I worried so much the last day or two. Tuesday, I had a lovely visit down the coast, motoring along, trying to get a breath of fresh air to one of the lovely old missions. What is the name of that place? San Juan Capistrana. And it was just at the time of the Angelus. And they were feeding those lovely white pigeons. And they were so beautiful that I thought I'd like to catch one. They were all around me by the multitudes. And so I reached out and I caught one, as I thought, by both wings. But I evidently just took hold of it by the tail. And the whole tail came out in my hand. And the poor little thing flew away. It didn't seem to be able to fly straight or know which way it was going. Oh, I've been so anxious about it. I've asked the Lord to help it to grow a new tail. And I just said, I hope nobody knew that I was the guilty party if they see that poor little pigeon without a tail down there. But faith without works is like a bird without wings. Though she may hop with her companions on earth, yet she will never fly up into heaven without both wings, faith and works joined together. Then does the soul mount up to her eternal rest and power in God. Why, faith is a key that unlocks the treasuries of God in the celestial world and can bring down to us that which we need tonight for body, for soul, and for spirit. Glory to God. Faith is a chain that binds us to the infinite, a chain which will never break. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, a famous and beloved chapter which doubtless many of you have memorized and know by heart, having read it so often, we read of the great men and women of old who have dared to believe God and the things which happened to them. For instance, Abraham dared to believe God for his friend's family, the family of Abimelech, for sterility. No child had ever been born in that family. And he prayed for them. And God made them productive. And their seed to this day is spreading throughout the land. Faith really brings a blessing every time.